now. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the, what day is it? It is May 22nd. Welcome to the May 22nd, 2025 Zoning Adjustment Board meeting. I will start by reading the much shorter public advisory than we've had in the past. So this meeting will be conducted in a, hold on. All right, there we go. All right, All right, this meeting will be conducted in a hybrid model with both in-person and virtual participation. The teleconference will be recorded. Let me see. Sorry, give us 1 second. My audio is still off on here. It is still a little loud. Oh, yeah. We're going to wait for a second. Testing. Oh, yeah, we're still really loud. All right, testing. It's still quite loud. Testing. Try. Oh, wow. No, it's still, it's crazy. I can go all the way back here and you can almost hear it. I can also talk pretty far from the microphone. I just don't want to hurt anyone's ears either. Can everyone hear all right? Okay. I'm going to try and let me know if it's bad at all. All right. This meeting will be conducted in a hybrid model with both in-person and virtual participation. The teleconference will be recorded as any ZAB meeting is recorded, and all other rules and procedures and decorums will apply for ZAB meetings conducted by teleconference or video conference. Virtual participation. To access the meeting remotely, join from a PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or Android device. Please use the URL which is located on your agenda. If you do not wish for your name to appear on the screen, then use the drop-down menu and click on Rename to rename yourself to be anonymous. To request to speak, use the raised hand icon by rolling over the bottom of the screen. To join by phone, dial the number in your agenda and enter the webinar ID. If you wish to comment during the public comment portion of the agenda, then press star 9 and wait to be recognized by the chair. All right. Now, okay, public testimony guidelines. To speak at a public hearing, please submit a speaker comment card to planning staff prior to the start of the meeting. Those are the green cards that are up here. If anyone in the audience needs to come and submit a green card, now is the time to do it. And online, I will call on people to raise your hand when the time is right. This meeting will be conducted in accordance with the Brown Act, Government Code Section 54953. Any meeting, there may limit the number of speakers and the time allowed to each speaker. All right, thank you everyone and welcome. Here we have Al here subbing in for Commissioner. All right, thank you all and welcome. Next, we're just going to go to any public comment on non-agenda matters. I currently do not have any speaker comment cards for in person for non-agenda matters. So if you're online and have anything to say on anything not on the agenda, again, on the agenda tonight, we just have one item, which is currently on consent. That is 2660 through 2680 Bancroft. So if you have anything to say not about that project, now is the time. I am not seeing any hands online. So I am going to move on. I got no reordering of the agenda. As I said, to restate the consent calendar, the first item will be the approval of meeting minutes from May 8th, 2025. Anne said the one project that we have tonight is currently on the consent calendar. Once again, the consent calendar means that it will not hold a public hearing. And if we vote yes on the consent calendar, then it will pass without a full public hearing. So now is the time to discuss anything about 2660 Bancroft Way. So does any member of the commission have anything to say about the consent calendar before I open it up to the public? All right, sounds good. I do not have any speaker comment cards for public either. Do not see anyone online either. And I do know, actually, before we go, that city staff does have some things to say about. We did receive a supplemental communication today, which is a memorandum from city staff about some revised project information. So we're going to have city staff give us a little presentation on what we received today. So take it away.
No, it's fine. Go to, yeah. Is that it? I don't think that's
nope.
Double. No. Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Good evening, ZAM members. My name is Cecilia Mariscal, and I'm presenting you a memorandum to correct errors on the staff use permit ZP20240029 for 2660-2680 Bancroft on the staff report findings and conditions. One was a concession, elimination and error for the exemption from the public arts on private property in lieu fee. And two was corrections to the density bonus base in proposed project's average unit size. I've included the errors on this slide here that shows what was included in the staff report and findings and conditions, and the red shows what is the corrected language. So that is for the concessions, and this is excerpt. This is an excerpt from page 20 of the staff report that shows the corrected language for the average unit size. And let me know if you have questions.
All right, thank you. So yeah, Commissioner, do we have any questions or comments for city staff? All right, looking like none from the commission. So I'm going to open up again to the public just in case. So online, now is the time to raise your hand if you have any. I am not seeing any. So if we don't have anything, but I would entertain a motion. Commissioner Kashani.
I have a quick question.
Oh,
the staff report refers to a phase two that was attached to it, and I don't see it. And I'm curious if you could talk about what the findings of phase two environmental report were.
Sorry, can you tell me what page you're referring to?
I just was glancing at it. I didn't make a note of it. It says phase two is attached, but I'm not seeing
it. It says phase two is attached?
Phase two environmental report.
Are you referring to the MMRP for the south side?
He's referring to phase two report.
Was it referenced in the...
And he wants to know what findings were.
I can look into it right now.
All right, thank you. Page Looks like it's on page 15 of the chart. Seems like Commissioner Sanderson found it under...
It's under the table on page 15.
Yeah, there's a table on page 15.
So you're, I think you're referencing the phase two that was conducted because the project is in the environmental management area. This was referred to the state San Francisco, Regional Water Quality Board because it wasn't in the purview of the Toxics Department. So they were referred to oversight. And it was determined that there was, unless new data becomes available, they would not reopen the case.
I also want to add that we have standard conditions of approval by our toxic division. So when this project goes to building permit phase, they will have to review and sign off. They will review phase one, phase two, and go through all the details, standards, conditions of approval in that regard.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Does that satisfy your question, Commissioner Kashani? Yeah, all right, wonderful. Does anyone else have anything that they'd like to speak on, questions? If not, I can make a motion to approve the use permit as written.
Consent,
on the side. You're right. Thank you, Commissioner Sanderson. It's on consent. Yes, I vote to make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Okay, I'll second that motion.
Thank you. All right. Seems like we have no other comments. Take a roll call.
I'm going to read out the motion as I understand it, and
yes,
please correct me.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Okay. We have a motion from Chair Gaffney and Commissioner Sanderson to approve the consent calendar with the action minutes as recommended by staff and approve the proposed project at 2660 and 2680 Bancroft Way with the additional memorandum provided by staff in order to correct errors on staff report findings and conditions for 1, concession eliminated in error for the exemption from the percentage for public art on private properties in lieu fee, and 2, correction to the density bonus base and proposed project average unit size.
That sounds great.
That makes sense. I'm going to take
all right,
vote.
Yeah, we're ready for a roll call vote then. No, we're sorry. Thank you.
I always forget that.
Just going fast tonight.
Okay. Commissioner Bell?
Yes.
Chair Gaffney?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson? Absent. Commissioner Pamitier?
Yes.
Commissioner Allen?
Yes.
Commissioner Choi?
Yes.
Vice Chair Young?
Yes.
Commissioner Sanderson?
Yes.
Commissioner Kashani?
Affirmative.
Thank you.
Wonderful. All right, well, the motion passes. It is appealable for the next 14 days after the mailing of the notice of decision. And after that, you will have your use permits. And yeah, I want to say we reviewed this project at DRC, and it is a lovely project, and we really enjoyed it. So we look forward to having you guys back at Final Design Review. And yeah, it's on your use permit. We're soon to be. Let's see. All right. Oh, and we have subcommittee reports, which I was sick last design review, so I was not here, and Michael was, and he is now not here. So let me look up what we did so I can tell you. Give me 1 second, but also, does anyone else have anything to say while I look this up? If you guys do, now is the time. All right. Also, city staff, if you guys have anything to say too while I look it up, you're welcome to any staff communication.
Yes.
Okay,
so
perfect.
Just one announcement that's been on the agenda and we'll be posting notices is that the June 26th ZAP meeting is canceled due to conflict with a council meeting at the same time and location. So just a reminder. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. So that seems like we'll have our first ZAP meeting of June and then. Yeah. June 26th will be canceled. All right.
June 26th. I'm sorry if I said the wrong date.
Let's see, okay. We had 2109 Virginia Street for preliminary design review, which is at Shattuck. It's a demolition, let's see, it's a 8-story mixed-use building with 110 units, 690 square feet of commercial space, and 103 parking spots, which is unusual nowadays. So give me a second. Thank you all for bearing with me.
I'm sorry, will you repeat the address?
Oh, yeah, that is 2109 Virginia Avenue. Mm-hmm. It said, so this was, yeah, preliminary design review, so that means it has not been to us yet, so it will be coming, it will be coming to us. It is an SB 330. Let's see what this looks like. Oh, my goodness. Sorry, my internet's not running very fast. Maybe I'll just tell you all next time if it doesn't start working. All right, I'm not going to make you guys sit here any longer while my computer loads. I will make sure to report back on that next time. But or go look it up on your own, too, if not. But yeah, all right. Well, I will make a motion to close the meeting. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, cool. We do indeed have to have a roll call vote for this.
Motion by Chair Gaffney to adjourn, and second by Commissioner Allen. I'm going to take a roll. Commissioner Bell?
Yes.
Chair Gaffney?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson? Commissioner Pamatier?
Yes.
Commissioner Allen?
Yes.
Commissioner Choi?
Yes.
Vice Chair Young?
Yes.
Commissioner Sanderson?
Yes.
Commissioner Koshani?
Yes.
All right, thank you all.